Welcome to the next Singing in Slain podcast. My name is Peter Jones. I'm the pastor of Christ Church of Morgantown in Morgantown, West Virginia. Recently, I got a visit from my in-laws, and they live in Oregon and on the West Coast, or as my dad likes to say, on the left coast. And unfortunately, a lot of the trends that you see out there on the West Coast, California and Oregon, end up drifting out here towards the East Coast. We're talking about politics, sexuality, whatever the case may be. You can look over on the West Coast and see our future in 10, 15 years, whatever the case may be. Well, my mother-in-law mentioned that there were a lot of dads in Oregon that were stay-at-home dads. These were not dads that had to stay home because they were injured. They were not dads that had to stay home because of some odd circumstance. They were dads that stayed home with the toddlers and stayed home with the babies while the wife went to work. And as I listened to this, as I heard this, it makes perfect sense in our culture. Men and women are interchangeable in our culture. It doesn't matter what your biological makeup is. You can do whatever you want to do. If you want to be a female and you want to fight in the army, go fight in the army. If you want to be a cop, go be a cop. If you want to do this or that, you're fine. You're a woman. I mean, well, you're a human being. You're really not even a woman anymore. You're a human being. You can be whatever you want to be. Therefore, it isn't surprising, though it is a bit odd, that men are going the same direction. They're saying, well, I'm interchangeable with a woman. I can be mom. All right. Now, there's two questions here that have to be asked. One, do men and women even have distinct functions in the created order? And the world will answer this is no, no. Men and women do not have distinct functions at all. They can do, the men and women can do whatever the other person can do. The woman has no unique place in the created order, and the man has no unique place in the created order. It's all a social construct. You can be whoever you want to be. Well, as Christians, we must reject that outright. We are given, men were created to do one thing and women were created to do another. We have distinct roles in society. We have distinct roles in the church. We have distinct roles in the home. These are not in opposition to one another. These are not to fight with one another. One is not better than the other. They are just distinct roles, different roles. And unfortunately, our culture doesn't get that, not just the pagan culture, but the female culture or the Christian culture doesn't get that either. Many Christians look out at the transgender issue and they're stunned when the reality is we've been drifting towards this in the church for decades because we have been denying the distinct creational differences between men and women. And therefore, I think a lot of Christians would have a hard time with arguing against a man being home. Why can't the dad just stay home and the wife go to work? I mean, what's really the big deal about that? Well, the big deal about that is it's an inversion of the created order. If men and women were created for distinct functions, distinct roles in society, they cannot exchange those roles. They were made to do one thing. Women were made not just to be wives and mothers, but women were made to be wives and mothers, and men were made to be husbands and fathers. And you can't flip-flop the two, unless it's by some providential oddity that it's got to occur, but it's a disordered flip-flop. A man cannot be the mother, and the mother cannot play the husband or the father. It doesn't work that way, okay? And just a couple of examples from Scripture to help back this up. If you look at the initial creation account, Genesis 1, 2, and 3, we see this played out throughout the whole thing, okay? First of all, men and women are complementary to one another, okay? They fit together. Now, that means they are not identical, okay? Adam did not see himself. He did not see somebody identical to him. He saw someone that fit. They fit physically, obviously, but they fit emotionally as well and intellectually. They work together, okay? You can't, if you want something to complement something else, you don't have two of the same thing, okay? You don't have two of these. That's not complementary. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't function that way. All right. So from the very beginning, we see that in the creation account, Adam and Eve were complementary to one another. Therefore, they are not the same. Eve is not Adam. Adam is not Eve. They do not fulfill the same role. They do not fulfill the same function. Okay. They fit together physically, intellectually, emotionally, and other ways as well. We also see this in the curse. Adam was cursed through his labor, through his work, okay, by the sweat of his brow. The woman was cursed in her relationship with her husband and cursed in childbearing. Right. Now, immediately, some people will be like, well, that's just it. You're just trying to keep women down. You hate women. You just want them to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen all the time, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's look at the facts. Let's look at what's going on here. Women were made to bear children. Okay, they have wombs. They were made to do that. They have breasts, which were made to feed the children. That's what they were made to do. And that's why God cursed that particular aspect of the woman's life. Men were made to go out and labor and provide for the family. This is the way it's been from the very beginning. Okay, that's why that particular aspect of the man's life was cursed. Okay, now let me be clear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying women can't earn money. I'm not saying women can't do those sorts of things. I'm not saying in some providential circumstances a woman couldn't work to provide for health if the husband was really disabled and unable to provide, unable to work. But what I am saying is, generally, the wife should be the one managing the home, Titus 2, and the husband should be the one out providing for the family. Okay, 1 Timothy 5, if a man does not provide for his own household, he is worse than an unbeliever. The man is supposed to be providing for his household. The wife is supposed to be managing the household. Those are two distinct, equally glorious, equally magnificent roles, and they are not interchangeable as a general rule. Okay? So, and we see this in other places all throughout the Bible. The men are the ones out in the gates. The men are the ones doing those sorts of things. They're the judges. They're the ones leading out in society. They're the ones doing those things. And the wives are the ones managing the home. That's, again, women in our culture tend to look at this as sort of a degradation of who they are. Well, no, it's who you were made to be, and it's glorious. And if you don't like that, then it probably has more to do with your view of Scripture and God than other things. Other things from the Scriptures, God the Father provides for his family. He is the one who provides, and he is called our Father because he provides. Obviously, mother provides as well, but in a different way. Okay, so you're not talking about one providing, one not. We're talking about two different types of provision. All right, two different types of provision. The father and the husband provides physically. Now, he provides in other ways too, but he does have to bring home the food. He has to bring home the money. He has to get the paycheck. And the wife provides through other means, through other avenues. All right, that's how that works. All right, God the Father provides other things. Jesus is our husband. He provides for us spiritually. He gives us, he provides for our needs and meets our needs as the husband there as well. And then just the history of God's people. I mean, all throughout the history of God's people, throughout the history of most civilizations, the husband was the one who provided. The husband was the one who did those things. And if you don't hold that there are two distinct roles and functions for the men and women, if the male, the husband, the father does not have one role and the wife and the mother does not have a different role, equally glorious, equally important, but different, then you have to, it's very difficult when someone says, why can't women fight in the military? You come up and say, well, I don't know why. I mean, why can't they? If a dad can be at home and play mom, then why can a mom not go out there and fight and play dad? And the answer is, if you think they're interchangeable and you think they can be flip-flop, then you have no answer to our culture. And the answer is, the biblical picture is one of men out laboring, women at home managing the home. That is the typical picture. That's the way it works. Now, I'm not getting all the different exceptions and rule, different ways it can function, okay? What about this? What about that? That is the picture. Therefore, if a man willingly, not being disabled, willingly stays home and cares for the little kids while the wife goes and works and provides for the household, it is an inversion of God's created order, and therefore, yes, it is wrong and it should not happen. And I think it would have, over time, it would have a very detrimental effect on men and society and culture and especially churches. Well, that's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed that. If you have questions about that, you can put them on my blog there, singingandslaying.com. Stick them in the comment section underneath the podcast, or you can email me, or you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, again, singingandslaying.com. If you want to check out my church, christchurchofmorgantown.org is there. You can listen to sermons. You can read up on what we do, look at our liturgy, different things like that. Until next time, thank you, and God bless.